It reminded me of the record I shared the other week in John chapter 7, talking about, you know, doctrine and walking by the Spirit. If we're going to follow anyone, it's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the greatest example to follow, our Lord and Savior, and he walked with the Heavenly Father, and he was led by the Spirit of God. He spoke by the Spirit of God. He only done what the Father led him to do. He only spoke what the Father put in his heart to speak. And he summed it up here for me. It was a great record in John 7:16. It says, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. Who sent him? God. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. See, what comes from God through our mouths, if someone receives that and then does that, the fruit will tell you whether it's of God or not. It's very, very simple. We can hear people speak and we can hear people quote, but it's no good, none of it, unless you receive it and do it. So if you want to know the doctrine that you're receiving is true, right, connecting you to God, then if you do it, if you, you know, apply it in your life, you will see the results and the fruit of that. It will be godly, it will produce life, it will give direction, it will edify people, it will bring deliverance to people. That's the only way you're going to know, is by doing of it. And it says in James, we're to receive that word with meekness. And that we're not to deceive ourselves, you know, that we're to be doers of the word. And that's the way you know, is by doing it, is by receiving that word and doing it. What are the results? What is the fruit being produced? Jesus said, you'll know a tree by its fruit, by what's on there. If you want to know what an apple tree is, you need to find a tree with apples on it. If it's got oranges on it, you've got the wrong tree. So it's very, very simple. Like, this whole thing is simple. It's very easy to be entreated. The word from God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces through everything. And we know that word of can either be the word of or the word from. And when you look at Jesus, he spoke by the Spirit of God. We know there's only one record in Luke chapter 4 verses 17 and 18 where he went into the temple and he was given the scrolls to read, because that was the custom. It wasn't that he went in there and decided he was going to pick Isaiah and read it to fulfill prophecy. He was actually given the what was going to be read that time, and then he read it and said, now this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And then he let him carry on. He was chased out, wasn't he? They tried to chuck him off the hill because he spoke the truth. And when we speak the truth, some people want to chuck us off the hill. But see, the word of God is quick and powerful. It separates out pretty quick. And if you're bold enough to speak the truth, it will separate out those that really want to know, really want to have a humble heart, and those that don't. And it's not our responsibility how people respond, but it is our responsibility to make known Jesus Christ and what God has made available. See, if our gospel, if it's hid, it's lost to them that are perishing. But we're lights now. We got this treasure in this earthen vessel. It's called the gift of Holy Spirit. We're clothed in righteousness. So now we live from the right hand of God. Jesus Christ sat down at the right hand of God, and God has placed us in Christ. It says in the scripture, as he is, so are we in this world. So now we are in Christ's stead. In Corinthians, you know, Paul was talking about, you know, God beseeched you, the people that he was addressing, by us. God does the work by you. And the spirit we got in us is called Christ in us. But it's that same spirit that raised Jesus Christ up from the dead. It's a powerful Holy Spirit we got. And when we allow God to energize us and give what he wants us to give to people, then light will come to those people. Deliverance will come. Direction will come. And so it has to be spoken. we can speak scriptures with people that want to learn and understand certain things. But when you're ministering, when I ministered to David, I didn't have my Bible open, saying, okay, now this says this, and this says that, and this is what we're going to do now. I was led by God, and then so God was able to do his good work in me and in David, which then ignited David and set his heart on alive for God. And man, this guy moved. I never forget. And this also built great faith in me. What scriptures does it say that we got to pray for handkerchiefs to be passed out and people can be healed? What scripture says that we got to have Holy Spirit, that when our shadow passes by, it's going to heal someone? Now, we know that happened, but there's nothing in the scriptures about that, is there? When these guys walked, you know, their shadow overshadowed those that were sick and they got healed. And when the handkerchief was given out and it was laid on people, they got healed. Signs, miracles and wonders follow them that believe. See, we don't want to limit God. And, you know, I know for years I've limited God by looking at men, by looking at, I got to do things in a certain way. But we know what it says in Romans, that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Now we are heirs of God. We're heirs of God. And we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So that means everything Jesus has inherited is ours. When God looks at you, he sees his son. And he loves you. He's given you everything to live powerfully. You know, to really walk in that love of God is to do the will of the Father from the heart. That's walking in love, knowing that we're not doing things in our own strength, knowledge, or effort or ability, but our heart is orientated to God, and we are receiving those heavenly words, inspiration from him, and direction, and then we're doing what God has shown us to do. So God gives us direction, and he gives us an expectation. If what we're doing isn't given a direction and an expectation, excitement, vision of the future, you know, direction to move in, then we got to look at what we're looking at. We got to look at our belief. But God is with us, and he's got the perfect plan for each and every one of us. And like Hassoun was saying earlier on, we are all members in particular. There is no one better than anyone else. We've all got the same measure of the Holy Spirit, and that's what we move by. Now, if God says, go to the scriptures, you go to the scriptures. There's no law. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. A yoke of bondage is, well, Lawrence, you haven't turned to any scriptures tonight. All you've done is bumped your guns. Now you're putting a law there. But if God says, Lawrence, you go to the scriptures, I'll go to the scriptures. Now, I haven't gone to the scriptures as I'm speaking now, but I've referred to the scriptures. I know the scriptures. I read the scriptures. But I understand if I want to do it perfectly with God, then it's not that I show off what I know, but I allow God to work in me to give. And then I'm not giving anything from me, but from him. And so it's important that we allow God to work in us, allow God to inspire us. And God is constantly working in you. Presently, right now, as I speak, he is working in you. But it's where we orientate our minds to. And so there's lots of blockers that can stop us receiving from God because we think we have to do things in a traditional manner or a certain way. But you are free. You are really free, and when you let God work in you, then you're going to be very effective when you minister to people. So we're leaders on here. Everyone's a leader on here. And you've got Christ in you. Don't tell me you're not a leader. We've all got gifts and abilities and, you know, attributes that we can use, but all of you can lead people to Christ. And you do that by what? Preaching the gospel. The gospel is good news. What we got to give people is good news, that they can come from darkness to light, that they can have healing, they can have deliverance, they can have an abundance of peace, an abundance of joy. It's the goodness of God that leadeth men to repent. It's not our knowledge. It's God's goodness and us responded to the fathers to say, not my will, God, but your will be done. My will would be, let's do a Bible class. Let's get people sucked down and focused. Let's get people understanding. But the best way to do it is to do it by God and give those words that, listen, you can walk with God. You can minister the power of God. Open your mouth and God will fill it. He'll give you what to say. And then the best thing that you can do for anyone when you're encouraging people is to tell them to say what God says. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Get people to live from the heavenly position rather than the earthly position. See, we're not living from here up there. We're living from up there down here. We're seated at the right hand side of God. We've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in Christ. Christ made available all these blessings for us. And one of those, like, we're redeemed. No, we are redeemed. We are blood brought. Jesus Christ's sacrifice paid for the forgiveness of our sins, that we can stand in the presence of God, that we got that direct access to the Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ said, you haven't asked the Father of anything yet, but when you do, Jesus Christ was directing people to go to God. He wasn't getting them to pray to him, but he was getting them to go to God. Now, if Jesus decides to appear in front of us and have a conversation with us, then we're to respond. We're going to respond, right? He's the head of the church, and, you know, through him flows everything, and God has given him all power and authority, but that reverence and respect and worship we give to the one true God. And God is working in us and showing us. If we need to know something, God is big enough to show us. God says we're to pray to him. We go to God. We take our prayer, our desires to him. And God works out all the other things. We don't want to make it too complicated. I've had people get so confused of who they're praying to. Am I praying to God or am I praying to Jesus? God made it very simple. In the scriptures, we pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ. We've got direct access to God because of what Jesus Christ made available. We can go into the courtroom of the Heavenly Father. We can go boldly to the throne of grace. Jesus, high priest, he was the high priest. People didn't pray to the high priest. They prayed to God. The high priest prayed for the people. Jesus Christ is making that intercession for each of us. When we start to understand who Jesus Christ is, what he accomplished, we know he's the Son of God, we know he's the high priest, we know he's making intercession for us, we know he's gone to prepare a place for us, and now we know that we can, that as he is, so are we in this world, that we can go directly to God, that God is working in us, he's inspiring us with thoughts, his ideas, he gives us wisdom, he gives us knowledge, he gives us joy. He's the source of our supply, whether that's finances, whether that's health and healing. Understanding comes from God. He's the source. A lot of people go to the scriptures for their answer and miss out God. If I got a problem, I go directly to the throne room of grace. And I say, Father, I need the answers now. There was a time, going back a few years ago, I was in confusion. Now, I've taken all the classes. I've been around different men and women that love God and walk with God, but I still got tied up in knots because I was listening to this person, listening to that person, listening to this doctrine, listening to that doctrine. I'm never going there again. And I tell you why, because I go to God. And if God shows me to go to this person or that person, then I do it that way. So I'm led by God. And I'll encourage each and every one of you, you be led by God. Because he is your source of supply. He supplied you eternal life through his son, Jesus Christ. He set everything up, how it's going to move, how it's going to run, how it's going to function. And we don't want to be disappointing to God by doing it our own way. Let's not waste this life that he's given us in the spirit. Let's not waste this life now we're born again. But let's be vessels unto honor. We're vessels because we carry cargo. And that cargo is called Holy Spirit in us. And that's what we're to use, that spiritual ability. Like he said before he ascended, that you're going to receive power. Receive, lambano, know, we're to use this spiritual ability. That is what makes the difference from great outreach to little outreach, to healings to no healings, to direction daily rather than once in a blue moon. So every day we can get up and we can praise God. Every day we can declare his promises. The scriptures also show us his promises, so it's good to know them. And I claim those great and precious promises every day. They come out of my mouth. No matter how I'm feeling, I'm not led by my feelings, guys. Sometimes I wake up feeling really, my first words out of my mouth is, Father, I thank you. I am blessed when I lie down and when I rise up. I'm blessed when I come in, when I go out. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the store. I'm blessed in the basket. I'm blessed in the fruit of my body. I'm blessed in my bank. I'm blessed in my PayPal account. I'm blessed in my giving. I'm blessed in my receiving. I'm blessed in my ministering. I thank you that my enemies come before me one way and they flee before me seven. I thank you that you've made me wiser than my enemies and you've put my enemies at peace with me because my ways please you. I am the redeemed of the Lord God, so I'm saying so. And Father, I know that you are my son, you're my shield. You've given me grace and glory, and there's no good thing you're withholding from me. I'm highly favored because I have your spirit in me, and you love me, and you gave your son for me. And I thank you that now I'm in his stead, and I can walk very powerfully. I thank you that you've made me influential, and that you are sending laborers from all over the world. And it's happening. The words I declare are happening because that's how we manifest the spiritual blessings into the senses realm. And it's just very, very simple. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. If your doctrine is wrong, then your confession is going to be wrong. Then your results are going to be wrong. See, I'm not trying to persuade you here. I'm just saying my life because I can give an account of my life before you and how I'm living that life. And I want my life to be an example. That's another confession I say, that my life is a great example. I never used to have no confidence, guys. I never thought anyone would want to listen to me. And I was reaping lots of that because that's what I was thinking. That's what I would say to Kim. Oh, no one really wants to listen to me. No, I'm no good. No one cares. Everyone's judging me. I don't care about that now. It's not about me. It's about God. It's about the Heavenly Father. And he's so good. And he's not a respecter of persons, but we need to get his word in our mouth, in our heart. So you get the word in your mouth, and the more you say that, the more that word goes into your heart. And what comes from your heart? Faith. So when you speak it, like when I started those declarations over my life, there was no feeling with it. It was like, I'm blessed when I lie down, when I rise up, when I come out, oh, I'm tired, I need a coffee. But now when I say it, there's life in it. There's energy in it. It's in my heart. It's buried in there. Like, it's in there. It's in there. It's right in there. And so now I say it with meaning, with emotion, with heart. And God has given us emotions and feelings. Not that we're led by them, but it indicates where we are to us. So these things are just so important. God wants you to enjoy your daily living. I'm not blessed right now because we're on Zoom. I'm blessed when I'm by myself. I'm blessed when I'm with Kim. When I'm with my children, when I'm with my grandchildren, if it's just me and the dogs, if it's just me, I love the dogs, they're great, they're great lovers, these dogs. I mean, they're just wonderful examples, they're very loyal. You can learn a lot from them by observing them, and I've learned a lot from them. But really, like, our life is designed to be very powerful, to give glory to God. When we do what God says, we give glory to God. When we are obedient, we can bring deliverance to other people. And I don't care what people say about me. I used to really care about it. But I've realized my life is short. All of our lives are short in comparison to eternity. And I want to give my utmost for his highest. And the only way I'm going to do that is by being obedient to his voice. And it says in that Deuteronomy, if you listen to the voice, these blessings will chase you down, overtaking you. God says to you, by listening to him, there's reward for that. So he's showing us from the scriptures also how to receive from him so that we can be that bigger blessing. And if he didn't want you to have the, you know, material blessings, then he would have let every believer through the Bible be poor. He would let every believer through the Bible have lack, just so that they kept in a place of humbleness and go to him. No. He didn't do that. When he went to Solomon, what did he say to Solomon? ask what you want. And Solomon wanted wisdom and understanding how to move in and out amongst the people. That would be a great prayer for us to pray. Lord, show me how to, give me your wisdom so I know how to minister to these people, how to be around your people, how to encourage them. And that blessed the heart of God. And God says, because you didn't ask for the other stuff, I'm going to give it to you. And if you look at all of his men and women, they were prosperous, but they were prosperous inside first. God wants us to manifest his blessings, and there's evidence of that blessing, that we're really walking with God, that we're really putting him first. We're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God showed to me when he asked me to give up my circular job to live unto him. He put it in my heart, and it was just by way of force. He didn't say, "No, Lawrence, now you listen up." It wasn't like that. It was just a still, small voice. And it was, "Lawrence, you take care of my business, and I'll take care of yours." To me, that was seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? But God would do it for you. When I say about what God does for me, I'm not boasting about me. I'm boasting about God, because he's the one that gave me the ideas in the first place. And what God gives to us is his wisdom and his knowledge and his joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if you want to really move, keep powerful every day, keep focused every day, just really let God lead you. Let God energize you. Let God work in you. If you're working with someone and he says, go to the scriptures, show them that it's written, then you do that. But you'll find most of the time he's energizing heavenly words in your mouth to minister directly to the need of that person. And that person, if they're humble, and they usually are, receives great deliverance, they get direction, they get inspired. And we want to inspire people to walk with God so that we can see the great growth that God really wants us to have. And now we're in a great time for this to happen. All conditions are right for us to see great increase, to see great growth, and to see those miracles and ones that follow those conditions. So that's what I wanted to share.